meet Billy. Now, there's a lot we don't know about Billy, like who his parents are, or where he lives, or even his real name. What we do know is that Billy is in trouble.
You're starting to see Billy start to disengage by not coming to school.
This is Stephen Gehring, the chief academic officer for Spokane Public Schools. He can tell a lot about Billy from the graphs on his computer screen.
Billy is in the lower portion of students in math and reading, and you can see 4 unexcused absences this school year.
All this means Billy has a 60% risk of not graduating from high school. Gehring can tell that now, even though Billy is a fourth grader.
Billy needs support, and if we want him to graduate 8-9 years later, we have to do something now so that he does have hope for his future and he believes that he actually can stay in school.
Gehring is using a computer program Spokane schools launched this year called the Early Warning System. It uses the data schools collect on attendance, test scores, and disciplinary action to calculate students' risk for dropping out, and it makes these calculations daily. The hope is that schools will be able to catch problems in the early stages. The program is based on a study of Spokane students in the 2008 and 2010 graduating classes. It found half the dropouts could have been predicted by elementary or middle school. And the warning signs those students showed were embedded in data the schools already had.
Nowadays, school districts have huge amounts of information on each individual student.
Education researcher Mary Beth Celio wrote the study. The challenge, she says, is identifying which pieces of information matter most. If you've seen the movie Moneyball, this might start to sound familiar. The film describes how baseball statisticians upended the conventional wisdom that, for example, a good batting average is the best measure of a player. By the same token, Celio argues economic status and race really aren't the best predictors of dropouts.
It's the same kind of thing in the sense that things that anecdotally or stereotypically we think are the most important indicators, once you get down into the information, aren't.
Celio has also done studies for schools in Portland, Seattle, and Kent, Washington. She says the exact risk factors differ by district, but there are some common threads. 3 or more unexcused absences in 1 year in elementary school, a single suspension in middle school, and an F in the first semester of high school. Those are all big red flags. It's lunchtime at Sacagawea Middle School in Spokane. Guidance counselor Linda Delaney has developed a pretty good sense of which kids are having problems. So when she first saw the early warning system, she initially wasn't surprised by the kids at the top of the list.
And then every now and again, there's one that pops up. In fact, I was looking at it this morning, and I was really surprised to see a student there because I would not have expected that student to be so high on the list. So that's really good for us because it brings to our attention kids that we might not notice in the same way otherwise.
But then there's this example of one girl earlier this year.
In the first month of school, she missed 2 weeks, which is 50% of the school year. You know, so she popped way up to the top because of that. But when we looked further, she had mono.
So Delaney says the human factor is still an important part of the equation. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.